With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The blizzard still impacting northern Wisconsin brought record snowfall totals to some areas, most to the south or east of Rhinelander. Wausau broke the record for daily snowfall. Before yesterday, the record snowfall in one day was on February 12, 2019, when it picked up 15.7 inches of snow. By yesterday afternoon, it already had more than 19 inches of snow, with some locations in the Wausau area reporting more than 2 feet. The blizzard warning for northern Wisconsin is in effect until 4 p.m. Only a couple more inches of snow is in the forecast, but it's the wind that's the bigger concern. Phil Karimski with the National Weather Service Green Bay gave a briefing yesterday afternoon.
On Monday, even though we do start to taper off in the snow, those winds are still going to be a solid around 40 to 50 miles an hour or so. Again, as I said, that snow kind of transitions to lighter and fluffier stuff. That wind will pick up anything that's fallen.
The high winds and light snow can create whiteout conditions. It's one of the reasons the Wisconsin Department of Transportation issued do not travel advisories for all of northern Wisconsin Sunday. As of Monday morning, 511 Wisconsin is showing partially to fully snow-covered roads in the Rhinelander vicinity, with travel not advised in some locations which got the biggest snow totals. Many government buildings and school districts are closed or delayed opening today. You can find a complete list at our website, WXPR.org. Wisconsin Public Service encourages people to check exhaust vents for things like furnaces, water heaters, and dryers. With deep snow and drifting, snow and ice can cause the vents to become blocked. That can cause carbon monoxide gas to back up into your living space. They say to remove snow, ice, and debris from the ends of exterior vents and make sure they remain clear during storms. Carbon monoxide detectors are also recommended on every level of your home. Fire destroyed a home in the Merrill area Sunday. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says the call for help came in at 3:23 p.m. from the homeowner. They said no one was inside at the time. No injuries were reported, but the home appeared to be a total loss. Firefighters from several departments responded to the fire, with other agencies also helping at the scene. Seeking an affordable and inspiring way to make art, the members of Antigo Visual Arts are turning recycled materials into colorful works of art at the Antigo Public Library. If you take a close look, you'll find art that's made entirely of plastic bottle caps. At age 83, artist Abidi Gemeyer has created several bottle cap mosaics now displayed around the city, including a piece depicting the old library. Dana Gabriel is president of Antigo Visual Arts and Gemeyer's daughter. She says creativity does not have to be expensive.
You don't have to spend a lot of money to be an artist.
The project is stretching into the community with local businesses and schools joining in.
It's always growing, and we just really would like young students to understand, or young children to understand, how important art can be in their lives.
This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Farm bankruptcies nationwide are on the rise. There were 315 bankruptcy filings in 2025, which comes amid a harsh farm economy facing multiple years of low row crop prices and high input costs. That's still fewer farm bankruptcy filings than there were in the 2010s. But Joe Mahon, an economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, says bankruptcies are creeping back up to those high levels.
The commonality between what we're seeing right now and what we saw in the latter half of the last decade is sort of a prolonged period of strain on incomes starting to eat into savings, and that ends up resulting in a financial picture that causes more producers to look into filing for bankruptcy.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates that total farm debt will rise to over $600 billion this year. Thousands of workers at major retailers in Michigan rely on food assistance programs, according to a new report examining wages at some of the nation's largest employers. We get more from Crystal Blair.
Researchers analyzed what they call the low-wage 20. The term refers to 20 low-paying corporations employing over 6 million workers nationwide, including Walmart, Amazon, and Target. Data from Michigan and three other states show that Walmart had nearly 11,000 employees enrolled in SNAP food aid, while Amazon had well over 9,000. Sarah Anderson with the Institute for Policy Studies says the affordability debate should include more than just prices.
And that is the problem of wage suppression, and that so many workers in this country go to their job every day, but still can't afford even the basic necessities of putting food on the table or roofs over their heads.
Researchers say potential solutions include raising the federal minimum wage and strengthening union protections. But economists remain divided, with some warning higher labor costs could raise prices for consumers. Crystal Blair reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.